Says Rav Yitzchak Yosef regarding a bachur that was going out with a convert to Judaism, and the parents are opposed to it. And mochim bedavar mipnei kevod mishpacha, and their justification is that it's not in our honor that you should get married to convert to Judaism. First of all, we know that many of the Gedolei Israel were either converts or descendants of converts to Judaism. To begin with, when it comes to David HaMelech himself, he's a descendant of Rutam Moavia, convert to Judaism. When it comes to Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to Shemaya Avtalion, the Rebbeim of Hillel HaZaken, converts to Judaism. When it comes to Rav Shmuel ben Shilat, descendant of Amalek, convert to Judaism. It says that when it comes to Haman Arasha, being that he caused through his decrees that the Jews should come back to Judaism, they should do Teshuvah and they should come back to Judaism, because of the fact that he had such harsh decrees, so Gemara says, Gedola hasarat ha-tabad yoter mimimchet nevi'im v'zayin nevi'ot. Worse was his decree, was so harsh that it caused better benefit for the Jews more than the Memchet Nevi'im V'Zayin Nevi'ot. More than all the Nevi'im that what we had, the decree of Haman HaRasha caused that the Jews should do Teshuvah better than any Navi, whatever what he could have accomplished. The harsh decree, the anti-Semitic decree of Haman HaRasha that he decided to destroy, Chalila V'Chas, caused the Jews to do Teshuvah. So therefore, a person could do one act, in that one act, could have two different impacts. On the one hand, being that he commanded to kill the Jews, so he and together with his 10 sons, they were killed. Balemah said, because of the fact that through his action, through Haman HaRasha's action, he caused the Jews to do Teshuvah, so he has to get reward. So what is his reward? He says, Mi benebanav shel Haman, lamdu Torah bebeneberak. From the children, from the grandchildren, from the descendants of Haman, so they learned Torah in Bnei Berak. And who is that? Rav Shmuel ben Shilat. Why is that? As a reward to Haman HaRasha. You caused the Jews to do Teshuvah. You have to get rewarded. So therefore there is a concept of converts, afilu from Amalek. So if it is a true convert, I'm talking about a true convert, not the fact that you see sometimes Rahman al-Islam, because of the fact that they want to satisfy their parents, they get a certificate from any rabbi in the street, or a reform rabbi, a conservative rabbi, they give him $500, convert to Judaism. There are rabbis, Bar Minan, Rahman al-Islam in Florida, they do quick conversion after 2 hours. Mamash, they show them a video. If the person is interested after the video, give $500, stamped, you're convert. Bar Minan, Rahman al-Islam. There's no such conversion at all whatsoever. There are rabbis, the so-called rabbis, of course, that they convert dogs. There is what, there are people who go for it, that they want to convert their dog. They go to the rabbi, I want a Jewish dog. Yes, come here, my boy. So they put a stamp, $500, whatever it costs. They convert their dogs also, Rahman al-Islam. So there is no such thing that a person should come to imagine that every conversion is accepted. We are talking about a true convert to Judaism, just as when it comes to American Constitution, a person who wants to become American citizen, you have to go through the whole process. After you get your green card, you become permanent resident, then after a few years, you have to, you'll be asked questions. Once you know the Constitution, you know the answers to the questions, you're committing yourself, you swear that you're going to observe the Constitution, then and only then would they accept you and give you the certificate of citizenship. So similar to this, if a person wants to convert to Judaism, you have to be willing to swear to keep the entire mitzvot. A Jew is a Jew, just as American is an American. If he's born in America without any type of obligation, you're automatically an American citizen. But if a person wants to come from outside, so a Jew is a Jew if he's born from a Jewish mother. You keep it, you don't keep it, that's your account with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to pay judgment. But when it comes to a convert to Judaism, you have to be committed to total package deal. Torah Shebe Alpeh, Torah Shebe Ichtav, you have to keep the entire mitzvot. Once you are committed, then you are convert, you are accepted as a Jew. So if a mother or a father, they say, nothing doing when it comes to marrying a convert. So we take it into account. But the fact that it is, it's you know, they are saying it's not kavod of the mishpacha, says this is not correct. Yirbe alehem re'im, talmid chachamim, kedei leshachnea et ha'orim. They have to, you know, really should have a third party, preferably talmid chachamim of the town, that they should be able to somehow negotiate, somehow try to compromise, try to see what are the nekudot of the argument, to be able to make sense that lema'aseh halachically, a true convert to Judaism sometimes is more preferred than a Jew. When Harav Shach writes in one of his letters that if the convert to Judaism is willing to keep, as an example, Tarad HaMishpacha, and a Jew born into Jewish parents is not, so therefore the convert will take preference. And besides this, I should mention also, the Gemara says, Masechet Kiddushin, Ein Shechina Shura, Ela B'Mishpachot HaMiyuchasot Shebe Yisrael. That means, Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be much more in a house that both parents were born from Jewish parents, rather than one of them converted to Judaism. Having said that, the parents nevertheless do not have a right just because of the fact that the person is true convert to Judaism. Again, true convert. If he's not true convert, Chalila Bechas, that's Emet Lamito, that they have to oppose it. And they cannot go to the wedding. They cannot attend the function of the wedding. Nobody can attend. None of the relatives can attend. Because what type of celebration is that to marry a non-Jew? Even if with that certificate that from the conservative rabbi. But let me say, if he's a true convert, the parents do not have a right to oppose such a marriage, even though that it is, if everything equal, there is such a thing. Ein Shechina Shura Ela B'Mishpachot HaMiyuchasot BeYisrael. The Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more in a house that both parents are born from Jewish mother. Both of them were born as Jews. But if the convert to Judaism is willing to observe and has better midot, better character traits, so certain times she would take preference. So the parents will not be able to prevent the son from marrying a true convert.